Hey there, good morning. It's Andrea Monroe Kalima, author and founder of Hey Little Sister Inc., and I am back with another episode of my podcast, Hey Little Sister. So, hey little sister, how are you today? It's Saturday, it's the end of a work week. I myself was on vacation and I got the opportunity to link with some family members. It was an emotional time for me, and it really reminded me about how important family is, you know, the ties that bind. And I have to make a conscious effort to ensure that I don't allow the rat race that I'm in, this busy life that I live, to interfere with connecting with my family, because life is also very short, and before you know it, you know, time or circumstance can snatch a family member, you know, away, and you'll be filled with regret. So that's my reminder to you as well this morning. So make an effort to reconnect and strengthen your relationships with your family members. Forgive and let go and move on and grow. All right, but today I wanted to talk to you about something that I was discussing with a cousin of mine yesterday. We were talking about mental illness in communities of color, our community, and how prevalent it is, and how private it is. That's not even the right term that I wanted to use. I wanted to use the term taboo. Yes, that's the right term. How taboo it is. How we don't tend to discuss it with one another. We don't tend to seek out treatments for mental health. Unlike other communities, and we tend to self-medicate, right? Whether it's alcohol or smoking, you know, drugs or relationships. And it was a really good conversation. It really reminded me of why I do have a podcast, and that is really to connect with, encourage, and motivate individuals to become the best versions of themselves. And the heart of that is to ensure that your mental health is at its peak, right? So that means doing whatever you can to ensure that your mental health is on point. And so I know that in some of my episodes of my podcast, I touch briefly, or I kind of mention quickly, that I had a battle with depression. But I don't think I've ever really discussed it in detail. But I think as I go along, I'll delve into it as related to, you know, topics that we talk about. But today, what I wanted to do was to read to you something that I had written in my very first book, Within the Mask, which was a book of poetry. And It is a poem because poetry is my first love. And it's entitled Within the Mask, right? It's the namesake poem of the title of the book. And in it, it talks about wearing a mask for the world, but struggling with depression on the inside secretly. And so that is something that I was doing for a very long time. I was walking around acting as if everything was okay and functioning, but on the inside, I was battling this invisible force called depression, and I was so very weary. I had no idea how to battle it. And so this battle ensued for a very, very long time. And one of the things that I used to get upset about was that people who had no knowledge or experience of depression used to always trivialize what I was going through. You know, they would say, snap out of it or get over it, as if I purposely was choosing to stay in this state of being. I mean, who would choose? Who would choose to be depressed? It's a very painful thing. And I think the disconnect is, you know, people really cannot understand what they do not see, right? They can understand diabetes and cancer and, you know, anything physical ailments, physical pain. But when it comes to the mind, because it is invisible, it is often perceived as, you know, oh, they made it up, or they just want attention, or, you know, it's not real, it doesn't exist. It is a choice. But I beg to differ. And I don't know what the exact stats are, but mental illness, I should say, is really on the increase. It's running rampant, and even the most successful celebrities are taking their own lives because they are just weary of battling this invisible force called mental illness. So it's something that we need to continue to discuss on a regular basis, and we need to stop shaming people who are going through it, because all it will do is just isolate them and force them to self-medicate in unhealthy ways and deal until they can't deal anymore. And so I will continue to do what I can to be an advocate for mental health, and I will continue to you know, have dialogues about it, because I feel like it is so very important, and I hope you will do the same. But in terms of my poem Within the Mask, I will read that to you when I come back after these messages. Hey everybody, we're back, and as promised, I'm going to read to you my poem called Within the Mask. And I get to put my poetry voice on. That drives my kids crazy. My daughter will say, Mom, talk with a regular voice. But, you know, when you read poetry, you've got to put on your poetry voice. All right, so here goes. Within the Mask by Andrea Monroe. She wears a mask of self-confidence and poise. But in her mind, there's perpetual noise. She wears a mask of the ready-to-please lover. But in her mind, it's her pain she's trying to smother. She wears a mask of vanity to perfection. But in her mind, she despises her own reflection. She wears a mask of hope for the future, but in her mind is a wish to remain in her slumber. She wears a mask of a woman in control, but in her mind, she's a girl without mommy's hand to hold. She wears a mask of a smile warm and wide, but in her mind, she commands her tears to remain inside. She wears a mask to ensure her own safety, but in her mind lies the true adversary. So that's it, guys. Within the Mask, the book is available at Barnes & Noble's and Amazon.com and Lulu.com if you're interested. If not, I'm just so happy that you are listening to this episode of my podcast. Please share it with others. Please keep the conversation about mental health and mental illness going. Please do whatever you can to ensure that your mental health is on point, and don't worry about what others say. At the end of the day, it's you who has to lie your head on that pillow at night and be okay with yourself. So that's it for today, guys. Thanks so much for listening. Stay blessed. Ciao for now.